So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Right, welcome to This One's for Miles, the podcast of this week's John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio featuring Angela Barnes.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, dear.
What did you do?
Didn't put your mic on.
I see, that's how I get cancelled, is it?
Marks
stealthily.
Off. Marks off. Unbelievable.
Mm.
Is it because Jeff's here? Is he putting you off?
Yeah.
Do you want to start again?
Yes, please.
Oh, I think this is gold.
I just think people should know what
I think they should.
Because I think sometimes they listen and they think he's very negative. And I think 10 minutes ago, did you not say something like, I get some real abuse on this show?
Yeah.
And I just want people to know it's because of your incompetence.
Yeah.
I don't want them to think I'm mean. I'm sick of it, Will.
It's justifiable.
I've just had enough. I'm at breaking point. I really am with this. Because do you know what's worse than when you don't put the mics up? It's when you do put them up and then I'm on air saying stuff. And that's what's unjustifiable, really, in this day and age, that you force me to have opinions on things and be mean to people. Anyway, what would you like to say, Angela, now that Will's decided that your opinions are of
relevance?
I'm just
keeping quiet because Will's undone himself and I don't want to do it to myself, so I'm just going to keep quiet and
I'm going to do the same. This is this week's podcast. Enjoy it. If it makes you want to get in touch with us, email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I mean, it won't be on next week's show because Will doesn't really check the emails, but we'll get to you in a month or so.
John Richardson
and the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. Which one am I? I'm that little one.
You're John Richardson.
Am I? That little
the one
is on.
I've
got to fold my cardigans.
The spiteful little goblin
spiteful
man.
Spiteful little goblin man. That's me,
yes.
Aren't I? You're Angela Barnes.
I am.
And you're producer Will.
Yay.
Yeah. And we're all here, aren't we? Having a good time.
Are you all right, John?
I don't sound very well, do I? I feel
no.
All right, but I sound. I think this is a real opportunity for me to become a new person.
Right. What, this show?
Yeah, with this voice I've got this morning, there's a bit of extra depth to it, isn't there? And I think I'm just going to lean into it. Do I sound normal?
Yeah.
Maybe it's my head.
Do you
head,
not
then.
Sound normal in your head?
No, I don't sound normal.
Have
I sound
you got a cold?
Deeper. I don't know. I just sound deep in my head.
Do you? Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Sound like I've got
oh,
a real.
Oh, I've got news for you, John.
Oh, no. Are you all right?
I'm good. I'm in a really good mood this morning.
Right.
Do you remember last week? I started in a bad mood and you measured how good my mood was at the end of the show.
Oh, no. Should we do the other?
It might be a reverse this week.
Right.
I think.
Let's set up. How happy are you out of 10 now then?
I reckon I'm an 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that like you were a 9.
I was expecting, didn't you? Well, 9 felt like.
Do you know what? I reckon I'm a 4.
Actually, put 9. I thought 9 was too much schadenfreude, you know, that could be had with that. But no, put 9.
What are you, Will, out of 10?
Probably 7.
A 7.
Oh, that's pretty good for you, Will.
-6.
John.
No, I'll be all right. Don't you worry about me, mate. Listen, hey. Thanks for joining us. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's great.
Do you know, it's because you told me to have some energy, Will, before we started, and this is what it sounds like, and I'm going to make you regret saying that.
Never do it again.
No, I'm going to be my normal self. Anyway, thank you for joining us. It's Saturday morning, isn't it? That's a good thing. We're here in the studio. You can join in 81215, 0330123 1215. I've just listed numbers there. I haven't said that one is a text.
Nobody
and one
has
is
noted
a WhatsApp.
That down. Not one person has gone, oh, let me get that.
No, I don't think so. Every time I read the WhatsApp number, I feel like if I was out and about, out. I was driving. That would really stress me out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, that's too many numbers.
Yeah, say it again.
0330-123-1215.
Do you still remember phone numbers like from Saturday Morning Kids? Yeah. 081-811-8181.
Yeah, don't ring that one.
Don't ring that one. Do you think anyone answers it now? Hello?
I hope so. I'd like to think Andy Crane is still there.
Still in the broom cupboard.
Manning the phone, just waiting for it to ring. Now, if you weren't here last week, well, didn't we have fun?
Didn't we?
What happened last week? Well, we're going to find out what Will thinks was the most important thing that was said last week.
Unless it's like peppermint tea.
Oh, no, that gets me going. Anyway, what happens? Got wise, I mean. Anyway, I don't need to clear that up.
I regretted that the minute I said it.
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah. As it came out of your mouth, you went, oh, no, this isn't where I want to go with this.
That's what the kids call that an overshare, don't they? TMI.
TMI.
That's what they say. TMI Saturday. Now, you might not be able to tell from that clip, but last week was our Valentine's Day special.
It was a very romantic show.
It was very romantic. We asked for your least romantic Valentine's Day plans, and we got some more in during the week. So here is news of an interesting gift that was received by Robert.
Good morning, John. With regard to your segment last week regarding Valentine's Day, or Lupercalia, as I would have it, I thought you may be interested to learn of my day last Saturday. I had spent the previous 2 weeks in consultation with my local florist to source flowers to create a bouquet that I knew my wife would love. On Saturday, I presented Joanne with this magnificent gesture of floral adoration. She was suitably delighted. I was then earnestly instructed to close my eyes as she excitedly scampered away to retrieve my gift. Imagine my surprise when moments later into my eager palms were slapped two packets of Butterscotch Angel Delight. All the best, Robert.
That is, I'm going to have to listen to that 3 or 4 times
yes,
to have
right?
a suitable response.
What a voice note that was. But Butterscotch Angel Delight is the best one.
I think the implication there is that he's gone to a lot of effort and she hasn't. But I think what Robert hasn't understood is that most people listening think she's won there.
Absolutely she's won. Flowers are the most unimaginative gift ever.
Oh, all right. Don't go too far in on it.
You know my feeling about flowers. They make me sneeze and they're admin. So...
If you listen to that voice note, I would suggest that Robert is someone who writes a letter. So if you want to go in and I'm saying he's the least imaginative person on Valentine's Day, I think you're going to read 2 sides of A4.
Do you think that's coming in green ink?
At least. I also got pulled up last week on suggesting that you might like to buy your partner a litre of petrol from the petrol station for Valentine's Day instead of flowers. And Neil got in touch on that.
Hi, John. I just wanted to revisit your suggestion of a litre of petrol as a present for Valentine's Day, as it's totally impractical. Petrol stations state that it is 2 litres minimum to purchase on their pumps. I'm disappointed that you weren't aware of this. Yours sincerely, Neil.
Well, he's got a point.
Well, I'm bang to rights, aren't
you
I?
You are, yeah.
Bang to rights,
Were
I apologise.
Were you planning on getting 2 litres of petrol, keeping a litre for yourself and giving the other litre to... to your loved one? Is that what your plan would be?
I think what I'd do is buy 2, give 1 to your partner and give 1 to someone else just as a backup.
Well, you said that, like, give 1 to your partner, like, to my partner.
I'll get Matt some petrol if he wants some. He runs everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch and correct me on anything I say about my guts or otherwise this week, then, as I say, it's 81215 on the text, 0330-123-1215 on WhatsApp, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. All right, then.
Yeah.
All right.
You all right?
All right. We'll carry on. Anthony. Anthony's got the WhatsApp number saved in his phone.
That's clever, isn't it?
That is clever, that.
So that's if he's just driving along and he thinks, oh, yeah, I've got something important to say to John Richardson. He could just get Siri to do it.
Well, do you know, I nearly mentioned Siri then. But
yeah.
I remember I was doing a live TV show ages ago and they said, don't say the name of the thing, because if you say it, you'll set everyone's off. And I said, so could I say, if I said on the show, hey, buy John Richardson's latest book.
Yeah.
I might sell 1 million copies.
Great, I'm on tour at the moment. Hey Siri, buy tickets for Angela Bounds' tour. There we are.
And Louise says, you do sound like you're coming down with a cold and your voice does sound deeper.
If you are coming down with a cold, I'm sat right next to you, so can we nip out and buy him a mask or something? I'm on tour. I can't be getting a cold.
You don't want to sound like me?
Of course I want to sound like you, John. Who doesn't?
I was on the way in this morning thinking, just
just slow down. I just think I talk too fast. I thought this is a chance to just slow down. I watched someone talk this week and they talked so slowly. I just thought, what a wonderful thing. Imagine how much time you would have.
Yeah, but it's because you've got a comic's brain. Your brain works too quickly. You can't, you've got to get the next thought out. That's what it is, John.
Yeah, it's true. My brain's too fast. Putting my mouth under pressure that it can't handle. And Darren from Letchworth says, nice choice, Liam. Now I'm awake and ready for work.
Who's Liam?
I've no idea what's going on there, but I'm pleased to have been updated.
Good.
It's good to know, isn't it? It's been a... This week, I think, is the most... I think there's a lot of... We talked about this before. There's a lot of energy goes into getting through January and you forget about February, don't you?
Yeah, and February's a slog.
It feels like this week there's been a meeting to say, like, distract people. You know, like, with a dog, you just wave a bone about. This week, I think Pancake Day is basically just... That's something.
Keep them happy for a day, wouldn't it?
Pancakes on a Tuesday, that's something to talk about at the water cooler, isn't it? What are you having on your pancakes? Oh, I don't know. Have you had yours for breakfast?
I didn't have any, John.
I did.
I was filming. Good. Good for you.
1-0.
Yeah, but you have vegan pancakes. Just they're not the same.
1-0. I'm up
What's
to a
in a
minus
vegan
five.
Pancake?
I just feel really good about myself.
Just flour and water.
Yeah. Just a round toast. Instead of a round piece of toast with some lemon juice on it. Just squirted a lemon directly into my eye.
Nice.
There was also Valentine's Day. It's basically just, you know, pretend to be in love for a bit, innit?
Yeah.
And also, I think curling is, it just comes out of nowhere every 4 years.
Yeah.
And you are the only person I've spoken to
who's not watched the curling.
He's just not into the curling at
the
all.
The only bit I've watched is the bit where they were shouting and swearing, because that was quite fun. When there was a bit of scandal this week in the curling, wasn't there? The aggro in the curling.
It's amazing that an Olympic event is self-refereed.
Right?
That was a shock to me.
About that. That's crazy that they don't have a sort of governing body that sorts it all out.
I'm reading Andre Agassi's book at the minute, and he talks about when he was a junior tennis player, junior tennis players would referee their own matches. And he had a game against Jeff Tarango when they were both like eight, and Jeff Tarango lost, and on match point just said, oh no, that ball was out. And Andre Agassi, I mean, Jeff Tarango is in the book about 50 times. He never, ever forgets.
You would have, would you?
From being 8 years old that Jeff Tarango lied to him. And I feel like even with juniors, I wouldn't. But an Olympic event, to just be able to say, oh, no, that was fine, that one.
And the world is watching. Everyone except me, apparently. But yeah, the world is watching.
I think the thing with curling is, the thing I'm fascinated about is the shoes that are sometimes slidey, but sometimes they can walk.
Yeah, how does that work? Are they like double grip, like gripped one side different to the other? So they sort of lean.
Yeah, they look like adult Heelys.
Yes.
But I find it really...
Can you get adult Heelys?
Well, I want those shoes.
I do.
Just for, I'd like to be able to walk down the street the way people glide along the curling rink. I just think it looks really noble.
I see you in Heelys. I bet if you got... You could probably buy kids' shoes, couldn't you, John? What size are your feet?
I'll get in the lab and strap two together. I'm a big. What is an adult
you're a
size?
Big boy.
I'm a big shoe man.
You're a big shoe man.
A nine.
A nine. I'm an eight.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, well, you could wear Heelys then. And eat pancakes. I think curling looks like the reason people like curling is it looks like you could do it. Everyone watches curling thinking, I could do that.
I think quite a lot of cheating goes on in curling, but they just sweep it under the rug really quickly.
Oh, it's lovely stuff.
Isn't it, right?
It's really nice.
Thanks very much.
I'd like to know the sport or the other thing that you just think you could do without... I think I could turn up at curling in the final.
And you could have a go.
I reckon if someone was ill in the final and they said, oh, John, can you do it? I don't think you'd notice.
Would you want to do the sweeping or the throwing?
All of it.
All of it?
I'd do all... If all four of them were off, I reckon I could lob my own stone and then sweep it. I reckon I could.
One man curling
team. I'm going to say it. It's grossly disrespectful, isn't it?
Do you know the thing I think that I can do that... It is watercolours. Like, I'm notoriously not artistic in it. I can't draw or paint or anything, but I look at watercolours and think, I could do that. That's just splashing some coloured water onto a paper, isn't it, really?
Right, I'm just going to bomb down to the local shop and get some watercolours and show Angela up live on air. But yeah, if there's something that you just think you can do, 8-12-15, 0-3-3-1-3-12-15, johnatabsolutereadio.co.uk, the talking slower's not going very well, is it? It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
You want to make a comment. I've got hot. I was very hot and I didn't want to take my jumper off. for reasons that you now want to comment
on. Do you know,
on.
Listeners, I wish you could see this, because John got shy about the T-shirt he's wearing under his jacket. The T-shirt you chose to put on this morning.
I mean, the feel of it. It's soft, but it was not meant for public consumption.
I'm not surprised it's soft. It's about 30 years old, isn't it?
It is. 25
years old.
25 years old,
John is wearing his school polo shirt. It says Lancaster Royal Grammar School, Canada 2001.
Yes.
And this is the shocking bit, because then John revealed it's when he went on a rugby tour.
Lads.
John Richardson on a rugby tour are two phrases I did not expect
to hear. I smashed all the UK lads. They're like, you're going to have to go to North America, mate.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they were like, you've tackled everybody in Britain. If anyone remembers the great tackling fest of 2000, but I was just smashing people left, right and centre in Aldi everywhere. I was walking through Iceland, just dumb tackling people. And then they sent me to Canada to deal with the bigger boys.
What position do you play? Did you play? You don't still play rugby, do you, John?
No, I did play for a... This link has not gone the way it was supposed to. I did play for a pub team for a while in Bristol. Shout out to the old Ashtonians. But I stopped playing for those because I didn't want to get hurt.
Because your face is too pretty. You're on television, not the face! That's what you'd shout, isn't it, as they tackled you. Not the face!
They were three of them. They used to have a couple of beers and then go to the game, put it that way. And I thought, I don't want to get hurt. I was a wing stroke fullback.
I don't know why I asked.
No, I wondered why you asked, because I knew you weren't going to care. Anyway, the thing is with clothes, I don't ever get rid of them, because they still... Well, we've discussed my boxer shorts.
Yes.
They're a sin. but this top, it still works.
It does still work, John. And, and it's a perfectly nice, if not a school top. It's very obviously a school top.
It's tragic, isn't it?
isn't it tragic
that I've still got it?
It's not tragic that you've still got it, because you believe in sustainability and not throwing things away.
Yeah.
And
I can't give it away either, can I?
But it's the wearing it in public and then being shy about it.
Well, it was an under.
You were coming to a studio with other people today, and then you go, I can't take my jumper off. Because I'm shy about my T-shirt. We are.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I really want to defend myself, but that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And that's exactly what I said. That was an audio clip. That wasn't Angela doing an impression.
I can't take my jumper off.
It feels, it's nice and soft, and it's got a collar on it.
So I thought, when I put the jumper on,
it looks like I've made an effort, because it's got a collar on it, and as long as nobody sees what's underneath. But I don't want to get into the vintage clothes that I've got. They're not worth any value now. They're not. This isn't worth
anything.
They're
vintage,
is it?
And they belong to TV's John Richardson. And it's, get them on eBay, mate.
It's still too big for me, isn't it? Can you imagine what I look like wearing this?
Too big for you.
When I was 18, can you imagine? I'm a good stone and a half heavier now than I was back then. I looked absolutely ridiculous on that. I looked like the mascot. What's your mascot? Is it like, it's just that small shaking boy over there who's frightened and his clothes are too big for him?
Will did point out that you look like you could be on the curling team in that top.
I am convinced somebody's got, and I'm not talking about vintage, I don't want to know if you've got like, I've got a dress from like a Chanel dress from the 60s or whatever. I want to know the clothes you've got. There's no reason for you to still have, somebody listening has got a top that is more than 25 years old.
Oh yeah, Matt's got loads of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a man thing, I think, more than a girl thing.
Is it?
I think men cling on to T-shirts, because T-shirts have... Matt has, T-shirts from his friend's stag do's in the late 90s and things like that.
Oh, yes, I've got all that.
Yeah.
One week, Matt's got to come in. That's all I'm going to say, just one week. I was supposed to tell you what's coming up on today's show, and we haven't, because we've criticised my... well, not just my clothes, but my outfit, my personality and my voice. I've had a lovely time. I Love You But is coming up very shortly. It's the one dedication we do each week, but it has to have something annoying about the person that you want to give the shout out to. This week it's a mum giving a dedication for her son. But I do want to know that, and I will stress this again, I'm not looking for nice clothes. I'm not looking for the nice suit that you wore for your wedding or anything like that, because of course you keep that. Do you know what I'm looking for? The thing that if a friend or your partner went through your wardrobe, they would throw away immediately. They'd pick out and go, why have you still got this? Because you did a fun run in 1998. Get rid of it, Gary. That's the one I'm looking for.
Oh, I really hope my husband's listening to this.
Yeah.
I really hope he is.
So 81215 on the text, 0330 123 1215, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. I want you to make me feel better, because because I'm wearing a T-shirt that didn't fit me in 2001 and I'm still wearing it and it doesn't fit me now. I feel a lot better about myself now.
Oh, do you, John?
Yeah.
That's what we aim to do. See, I wasn't taking the mickey. I just knew this would happen.
Yes.
And you would feel better about yourself.
Yeah, you're a liar. I don't mind it, though. What I like is that some are coming in from the people... That was. Did you hear my voice then? Yeah.
Hey, I heard it then.
Some are coming in from the people saying, "Oh, I've got this T-shirt. I don't know what to do with it." Some are coming in from partners and family members saying, "I need to get rid of these trousers."
Thank you for
Help
doing this.
Me. So keep those coming in 8-12-15 on the text 0330-123-1215 on WhatsApp or email john@absoluteradio.co.uk. It's time for I Love You But, where we invite you to get one dedication a week, but you've got to say something mean.
Yeah. That's life.
I'm poisonous. Yeah, I am poison. Well. Nasty, nasty little troll boy. To be fair, you lean into it. So we always get lovely ones. And this week it comes from Sarah.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd love to give a shout out to my 8-year-old son, Miles. Miles, you are the best son I could ever ask for. I'm so proud of you and I love you very much. But... please, can we listen to something else in the car other than the John Richardson Show podcast on repeat? I know you love the show and I love that we listen to it together, but I really don't think we need to know each show word for word. From your loving mum, Sarah.
Miles sounds cool.
Yeah, I like Miles.
I think Miles, I like the cut of his jib.
And I feel like Sarah knows I like Miles.
Yeah.
And she's actually using this feature for what it was not intended for. So we can be nice to Miles. Mm. And then she can say, "Oh, I got you mentioned on the show you like." And they all be like, "Oh, you're such a good mum." And she'd be like, "Oh, I love you so much, son." Listen. That's not what this is for.
Let's nip that in the bud.
This is called I Love You But, not I Love You Because, or I Love You And So, right? So this has to end, so I'm going to let it go because he's clearly a good guy.
Yeah, we like Miles.
This good guy who
this
likes the show.
This isn't Miles' fault. This is entirely on you, Sarah.
Yeah, and I don't know what you're trying to do. You're trying to raise a boy who is nice to people or says nice things to. I don't know what your game is here, Sarah. what kind of energy you're trying to put into the world. But it's not what we support here on the John Richardson Show. And you'll know this because you've listened to the show, as you say, repeatedly against your will in the car. So you know what this feature's for. You've misused it. You've let me down.
Yeah.
You've let Angela
Miles down.
Let Miles down. You've let your car down. anyway, I'm going to dedicate this song to you, Miles. Thank you for listening. I mean, once is enough, isn't it?
Well, if he wants to listen over and over again, he can. Miles, we salute you.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Miles, for listening. And thank you, Sarah, for being a good mum. It just sticks in my craw to be nice. This is for you, Miles. Happy Saturday. Welcome back. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
We had a lovely chat then, didn't we, off
air? We did. We're having a lovely little chat about our childhood.
And then I ruined it at the end by saying, we could do this on the show in a couple of weeks. And I feel a really solid our moment.
It did. We were being vulnerable and it was all just content gathering.
I could mine this for content. I could get listeners to join in on this and then hear some opinions that I value more than yours. anyway, you will have heard there, if you're listening on the main station, Alanis Morissette, and before that, the Foo Fighters. And if that made you think, I really like the Foo Fighters, then get a load of this. Because on Monday morning, Dave Grohl will be joining Dave on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show to chat about the brand new single, Your Favourite Toy, forthcoming album of the same name. Bit lazy, that. And the 2026 tour, which includes
the
huge
well
days.
Was clearly dry.
Yeah, come on. It's just words, isn't it? Just pick two. Magic Space Hopper. There you go. There's an album title. It's easy, isn't it? they'll be playing Anfield Stadium in Liverpool. I think I would just say Anfield, but it says Anfield Stadium on this, and I've made myself sound silly there, I think.
You sound like somebody who doesn't know about football. That's it.
That, if you dig down in the onion, what I'm saying there is, I actually do like football. that's the 15-year-old me saying, I'm going to be the guy who says Anfield Stadium. That's going to be my nickname on the coach. make sure you're listening this Monday from 8 a.m. Foo Fighters on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. here on the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. We're talking about news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news.
We are.
And we are going to get to your offensive clothing. There's a lot coming in. I'm enjoying every single one of them. So we will get to those in due course.
Well, offensive clothing is quite apt for my news story.
Is it?
Yes.
Go on then. Tell me what...
I'm going to have to be very careful. Will's nervous about me talking about this news story.
Uh-oh. Is it smutty?
It's not smutty.
No.
It's more your neck of the woods. It's the thing that you enjoy. This is scientists have made...
Red wine that doesn't make you cry.
One day, John, they're working on it, mate. They're working on it.
Shown too much.
Sorry.
Scientists have made...
smart underwear that can track your gas.
Wow.
So basically, it's... Can I say fart? I mean, I've said fart now. Is that all right, Will? Yeah, I've said it.
Will's face, there you are. Yeah, you're like the teacher that says, call me Phil. Yeah, you can say fart, guys. Yeah,
yeah,
that's fine.
Say it.
Yeah.
Say it as many times as you like. That's
Saturday
about four
morning.
In the last minute, isn't it? This is researchers at the University of Maryland have invented these pants that measure... They've got, like, something in them that measures a certain gas that appears in... farts, and so it can tell you
so coy.
How many times a day you're passing wind, and whether
well, so
it's...
can the people around you.
Well, not necessarily. We've discussed this before, haven't we?
Yeah,
because not all of them are detectable.
No.
Because you remember last week I told you about my unfortunate sneeze on the train?
Or
what
snarted.
You called the snart.
You snarted on the train.
I snarted on the train. So apparently, how many times a day do you think a healthy adult passes wind, John?
I mean,
you're
say,
a vegan, so double it at least, I'd
yeah,
say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say a normie, as I call you.
Yeah.
The meat munchers, you're probably at least a couple an hour.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, at least. So I'd say across a day and in your sleep, 60?
32.
Ooh.
So
that's 1.5 an hour.
About that, yeah. Yeah, good matting. Well done.
Thank you.
And first idea.
But yeah, 32 times a day. I don't know. That feels a lot, but maybe not.
Oh, no way.
No?
No, no. I mean, I don't want to give away too much.
Unless it's like peppermint.
That gets me going, I think, yeah, that seems low to me.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. But can I just ask as well, what is the point of this? Why
well,
is this happening?
Well, because I suppose it'll help you understand your metabolism a bit more, you know, how quickly you're processing
right.
food and things. And if you've got too much, let's call it intestinal gas.
Yes.
Then that might be a sign that something's not quite right.
I see. And,
or that you're a vegan or you're John Richardson or both.
Yeah. And does it pick up on certain elements? Could it say like, and what is the, is it like a chip or is it?
No, it's a snap-in device, which doesn't sound very comfortable, does it?
Dear.
I don't know quite exactly where it goes. That tracks intestinal gas production round the clock. The university says the device, which detects hydrogen, surely that's just in the air, no?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a glucose monitor, but for intestinal gas.
Well, it's good that they're keeping busy. My daughter asks me about Maryland all the time because they make cookies, and she says, is that a real place? And now I can say to her, it is a real place.
That's
and guess what they do
pants.
There? They measure farts. I don't need them because I'm still wearing boxer shorts from 1994. However, as discussed, I guess it's a nice thing, isn't it, if you want to track?
Yeah, it could be useful information, John, that could help you.
Well, we have talked about this show becoming a Guinness World Record-breaking show. I feel like these worlds are going to collide and
Will
fuse
looks
together.
Up. Upset. Will looks very upset about... Imagine the risk assessment you'd have to write for that.
I feel like we should all wear them for a week and just talk about our stats. Is that possible?
Let's do it. I'm game.
I think you could win this, Will.
I think you could.
Now then, this one is a lovely throwback, this new story. Because I didn't know these were a thing anymore. This is a story about an ASBO.
Oh, are they still a thing?
That was a real comedy thing, wasn't it?
An ASBO, yeah. I thought they'd gone, like, they'd have some new acronym by now.
I don't know if they're just now for the animal community.
Right.
But the person, this is a colonel who's been issued...
Colonel Sanders, the colonel?
No, a rooster.
Right.
Called Colonel has been given an ASBO, obviously because of doing the thing that a rooster would do, which is making a lot of noise early in the morning.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. that sort of noise.
That's
yeah.
exactly what they did.
Yeah.
I think you held back there, Angela. I'm going to say I think you could really...
I could have done that better.
Do you want to go for it? Do you want to really...
No.
No? Okay. Oh, I just had a flashback.
I got
then,
shy
my
then.
Childhood friend used to do a really good impression of a rooster.
Really?
Yeah, he used to really...
Get him
like,
on.
You
still got
the
number.
He used to lean back and you could really see, really throated it because it's quite a guttural...
Did he have the little thing on his neck?
The wattle.
The wattle, that's it, yeah.
Sue Farting. No, Farthing, sorry. Thinking of the trouser story from earlier. She's had a warning from South Norfolk Council that a community protection notice, I guess that's the ASBO, you know, ASBO for the woke generation.
ASBO, yeah.
if the cockerel continues to crow noisily or frequently at unsociable hours, then they're going to take further action. What?
Well, how do you stop a cock from crowing?
I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a very unpleasant answer, but what you have a cockerel for, isn't there? Near Beccles. Then what's happened? This is one of those stories where you start off your one side, you're like, it's ridiculous. And then you find out that a petition has been launched with 500 signatures now to allow the cockerel to keep making noise. And then you think, well, that's a bit ridiculous because if you live near it. But I'd rather hear a cockerel than a church bell.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I said I agreed then with you,
yeah, you
before
did.
Thinking about what you'd actually
that's
say.
That's on tape.
I quite like the sound of church bells.
No, because that's someone doing it, isn't it? Like a cockerel's an animal. It's innocent. When a cockerel wakes you up, you're like, well, what are you going to do? Well,
yeah,
just a
it's
bird.
Like a baby crying. You can't
exactly.
get angry about a baby crying.
You
can
but you internalise it, swallow it down, push it deep, take it out on someone later. But with a church bell, that's
you'll
someone
you'll go around there and knock on the door, won't
someone's
you?
Someone's got up, showered, got dressed. They've gone down there. What are you going to do? I'm going to wake up the whole village. Yeah.
But it's a nice sound.
It is. Well, yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes. Ms. Farthing said, apparently I'm behaving in a way that has a detrimental effect on the quality of life of my neighbours. There's a snootiness to that, isn't there?
Oh, isn't there? That's... Because she knows it's not her.
Yeah. Apparently people don't want to be up at 4 in the morning, turns out. Penny Harris, a neighbour, it's basically like a Facebook forum that I'm on here that's got in the news. The opinion of the community is, what the hell is going on?
I mean, there's no mystery about it, is there? It's a cock that's crowing. What time in the morning does it crow, does it say?
There's no time on it. I think it's just however Colonel feels.
Yeah.
If he's had a spicy meal the night before and he's up earlier, you know, if he's got a bit of trouble in the night.
Yeah, then he might
be 4 or 5 o'clock. But we think it's a massive waste of time. The enforcement agent drove over an hour to do a reconnaissance on a cockerel.
Wow.
I just think it's good. You know, this is what this feature's all about. There's big things happening in the news, very unpleasant. Sometimes you think, and it's just good to know there's just people whose lives are just obsessed over the noise a cockerel makes. Someone's driven for an hour to do a reconnaissance.
Just to check.
On the noise a cockerel makes in a village in Norfolk.
There's bigger things going on, people.
Well, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Have
That's
you
what
got
we should all be
score
doing.
Him going through your break? Do you remember the golden cockerel? Did you sing that?
No, go
the
on.
The golden cockerel crows in the morning, wake up children, start of the day. Why are you looking at me blankly? Did anyone else sing that?
No, I don't think. I've never heard that in my life.
God's bright sun is shining in the heavens, chasing sleepiness away. No?
On Absolute Radio.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
I'm ready, John. I'm ready for it.
Good.
I'm ready to go.
Go on then, do it.
We've got a text. We've got quite a lot of them.
We have,
haven't
we?
Isn't that exciting?
It's nice to know that people are there.
We've got a text in defence of the cockerel.
Good, yeah.
And I'm going to overlook that they've spelt cockerel wrong. That doesn't matter, does it?
Well, you haven't overlooked it then, really, have
not
you?
Not really, no.
I'd say you've looked right at it.
Right, I've looked right at it and gone, that's not right.
You've pulled the net curtain aside and you've tapped on the window and stared at it. That's what I'd say you've done.
But I knew what you meant, so it's fine. It says, I've got to the stage where I understand why it wakes up screaming on a morning. I think we can relate to that, can't we, John?
Oh, that's a lovely image that a cockerel is just stretching out. So, oh, here we go.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Now, we have also...
Cock-a-doodle-don't, am I right?
Oh, it's just really good stuff, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's just,
I'm on tour, by the way.
And it's fine at any time of day, stuff like that. That's what's lovely. She can work clean. This has backfired because we're also asking for clothes that you've had a long time, but not because they're good or they're of any value, just because you don't know what to do with them. People are sending in... Someone sent in a picture of a top, which I now want.
This is the problem, John. The idea was to lessen your wardrobe, yeah, to sort of thin it out a bit. But what's actually going to happen is you're going to get all these people to send you their... So you're going to have your old clothes and everyone else's.
This is a really... Tom in Potter's Bar... sent in a picture of a Hagar the Horrible legend in his own lunchtime t-shirt from the late 80s.
That's
I still
so
have
you.
It hung in my boyhood room at my mum's house in case I unexpectedly have to stay overnight without having brought a change of clothes. Hope it still fits. It's ironed, it's on a lovely hanger. I would say that is a quality item. I think that's a good piece, and I want it.
This is why your house is full of clothes.
I know. Well, that's it. You just send it to your mum's house, though, just in case I stay over. Can you just look after all these tops from the 1980s for me?
This is obviously quite a thing. I will say, it's very male-heavy, the texts we're getting in about this.
Well,
noticed.
I'm sort of very respected in the male community, so I think we have quite a heavy male listenership because I'm looked upon as kind of a role model.
So they say it's John Richardson, King of the Manosphere. That's what they call you.
I just think, yeah, I think the guys tune in. It's a bit like, you know, the old Open University things that you'd get in at night and there'd be a guy in an anorak teaching you about quantum physics.
Yeah.
That's basically what the show is first. The men are just like, what's John up to? How can I learn from him? So you will find, you know, a lot of the text.
The stories we tell ourselves are really magical, aren't they?
Are you implying that it's a male thing to hold on to things for no reason whatsoever?
I'm not saying it, just empirically from the evidence we've got so far, it's quite male. I've got a top which is 26 years old, which I refer to as my fluffy fleece. That's quite sweet. My wife bought it for me to celebrate the millennium. It's like wearing a comfy blanket, and when she steals it to give it a wash, I can't find it. I always shout, where is my fluffy fleece?
Where's my fluffy fleece?
Right, couple of things here. Wash your own fluffy fleece, I think, is number one.
I don't think that person wants the fluffy fleece washed.
I think that is the problem, isn't it? Actually, I think the wife is probably washing the fluffy fleece for her own good. I can smell it, can't you? I feel like I can smell that fluffy fleece.
I'm drawn in by the sentence, my wife bought it for me to celebrate the millennium.
What a way to celebrate.
Are we doing fleeces this millennium? Is that what we're doing? Yeah, I think so.
I can't believe I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah, the rest of us were drinking champagne.
Yeah.
You were buying fleeces.
So I think that puts it on the wife. That it has an emotional connection because it's a cherished gift from a loved one. So I think you're obliged to keep the fluffy fleece.
Maybe. I don't think the wife agrees, though,
The ones that are interesting are where, like, the thing is of no value. It then gains importance just because you've kept it that long. Like Emma says, I've got a big black jumper that I bought when I was in sixth form in 1989.
Wow.
My sister's always laughing at the clothes I've kept, but they're still wearable, so why throw them out? That's just an old black jumper. It's of no value. It's not, but because it's now been around since 1989, now it is.
It still works.
You can't get rid of that. What are you going to do? Bin something from 1989? You just want to get rid of the 80s?
Actually, yeah. I want to get rid of the haircuts I had in the 80s.
Emma T, age 52 and three quarters. You've got to keep that for the rest of your life now. Mm. That is, you know.
Yeah, it'd be weird to get rid of that now, wouldn't it?
What do you do with it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Send it in. I'll have it. Send us in your clothes. Absolutely filthy things, aren't they?
Just before John put the mics up, he said, I double-cased my pillows today and then just put the microphones
up. I started putting two pillowcases on my pillows. Once you get into your head what's going on with a pillow, it's very difficult. That's old me. I'm trying not to be that guy anymore. But every now and again you think, Oh, just drool and faces on that.
But it's your drool and your face. That's fine.
Nah, not necessarily. They move about the house, don't they? And guests stay in. Because Gemma's texted in. When I first moved in with my then partner, he had a T-shirt full of holes that he'd had for more than 10 years. Unfortunately, got eaten by the washing machine, which I read as I got rid of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But she then says, as did his pillow of approximately 20 years.
Oh, no. You've got to swap out your pillows.
You know, I heard a statistic that I'm just going to charge at now, and I don't remember any of the numbers or figures. If I say it with confidence, no one's going to question me. But after about a year, 50% of the weight of your duvet is skin.
Oh.
And I might have made that up, but it's something like that.
I don't mind. It's my skin.
Yeah. Anyway, what we're supposed to be doing now is the literal police.
Yes.
Not saying things like, I don't mind it, it's my skin. that's the voice of Officer Barnes there, who this is a departure from form for the literal police. What we've had to go back and do a full investigation in someone. Last week, we looked into Davina McCall. She was brought back to rights last week, but there was a suspicion there might be more. And I believe you've got an update on that, Angela.
I have. It breaks my heart because I think I've said it before, big fan of Davina's.
Yeah, that's
fine. Love Davina McCall.
That's fine.
But somebody pointed out last week that her book Menopausing had a few offences in it. And I have a copy of the book, so I went through it. I found 46 mentions of the word literally, John.
It's too many, isn't it?
I would say there were at least 9 questionable ones.
I bet there's none in all of Dickens.
No.
I think Dickens used it once.
I think you're right.
Marley was literally as dead as a doornail.
So I went through, and I've just highlighted a couple because we haven't got time to go through all of them.
We can't be doing 46.
We can't. So I'll give you a couple. She says, so perimenopause literally crept up on me like some evil gremlin.
No, it didn't.
Like you, John. You crept up. Menopause crept up on her like John Richardson. Hello, is that flash? Okay, she said, I'm going to have to be careful with this one.
Okay.
Will's instructing me how I can say it. He says, I see women strutting about that like they are literally the dog's what's-its.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's just not...
Well, if there's 46 in there and that's 2 examples, I'm afraid to say that I don't know what we do with Davina. I think she's going to have to go to some sort of Alcatraz. Like, we can't even have her in the literal prison.
Or there has to be some sort of re-education, some sort of...
I think something's going to have to be done. We'll maybe reach out to her for comment. Mm. Imagine if we reached out for a comment and she put her literally in there. Is she Britain's worst literal offender?
Why are you doing this to me?
I think she might be the worst literal offender in the country.
Davina.
This isn't even this week, so, you know, suggestions of what we do to, you know, help Davina. This is all about improvement. We'd like to help
Davina. I feel
like
there's redemption. You know, I believe in redemption over punishment, right?
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's had her lifetime literals and she's never allowed to use it again.
Maybe that's it.
Just make an agreement that that's it. But anyway, she is now in prison. Coming up on the Literal Police, it's a Winter Olympics special!
Yay!
There's a lot... Listen, this is not an attack on Davina McCall, who is an absolute legend.
Yeah.
It's just simply about the misuse of the word literally, because this is...
That's the sound of the literal. That's the sound of the
literal.
Police.
Now, sport is always fodder for us, isn't it?
People rich are ground.
Overexcited. They're talking for 3-4 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They reach for that hyperbole stick. So we've had a lot of nominations this week from the Winter Olympics. The first one comes from Julie.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report. While watching the Winter Olympics on Sunday evening, the former snowboarder turned commentator Tim Warwood said a jumper in the freestyle ski big air qualifying round had literally rolled his eyes back in his head while completing a jump. Not only am I not sure how possible this is, but he was wearing goggles. There is no way to confirm that kind of thing. Lock him up, John.
Thanks, Julie. That was an excellent
night. He was wearing goggles.
The minute she made former snowboarder sound like a horrific insult. The moment she said that, the former snowboarder. Let's have a listen.
Almost no effort there on a jump this size.
Oh, he's literally rolling his eyes back in his head to get that one over, isn't he?
Yeah.
What do you
think? You can roll your eyes back.
You can roll your eyes back in your head. And also, if the goggles are on, I mean, anything could be going on under there.
Well, yeah, it's true.
But then he wouldn't be able to see that.
But then he wouldn't know. So he was using it figuratively.
Yeah.
But he said literally. So
I don't feel I can put him in prison for that, though, because I can't confirm or deny. I think a warning, definitely. This one, I think, is a little bit more of an open and shut case, and it comes from Jem.
Hi, John. I have to report an offence committed during the BBC Winter Olympics coverage on Monday, the 16th of February. Whilst discussing the men's slalom with Hazel Irvine, Chemi Alcott said that the skier in question, I believe Great Britain's Dave Riding, literally had to put his brain in his feet. I'm not sure how up to date the skier in question is on DIY surgery, but can't imagine it would go well. Kind regards, Jem Rance from Cherry Willingham near Lincoln.
Love it. Postcode, please. Let's have a listen.
I mean, yeah, he couldn't see anything. He had to feel everything. And he had that rot set from so many races before. So he literally had to put his brain in his feet and go through the turn and adapt these micro adjustments.
Slam dunk. Yeah.
That's the cell door closing on Chemi Alcott there. Davina McCall, the investigation continues. Keep your literal offences coming in. The police hotline is john@absoluteradio.co.uk. You are right. I'm a nasty person, which is why this next feature exists, which we're calling Goblin Offsetting, because I'm a poisonous, spiteful little goblin man. Charlie's not here this week. But you've really lent into saying it.
It rolls off the tongue. So a spiteful little goblin man.
Yeah, and I am. So what I basically, because the tone of the show can be a little cynical, this is my chance to talk about nice things that are happening and to have you, the listeners, convince me that actually as a show, we benefit the world because you're out there doing nice things. I've just been very... I've had some very negative... I stayed in a hotel this week where there was obviously, unbeknownst to me, a sort of cycling event going on.
Oh, right. Lots of men in Lycra.
Lots of Lycra. The little clicky-clacky shoes.
Oh, the cleats.
And the bikes in the lift. You can't take a bike in a lift. They're keeping it in their rooms.
What? Is there not a little bike park?
No.
Angela. It's genuinely upset, listeners. You can see its little face.
Tutting left, right, and centre. And then one of them spilt some water at breakfast and didn't clean it up. And I cast aspersions on the entire cycling community.
I bet you don't mean it.
Because I know some people who've once had a bike. And they're lovely. And I'm sure cyclists are good people. But I would say I had some very negative thoughts about cyclists. So now I'm asking you to free me of my purge.
Right.
Have you spotted somebody who's done a good thing this week?
I have. I've spotted somebody in Derry, in Northern Ireland, and it's a florist, and it's they've really embraced the spirit of Random Acts of Kindness Day, John. Isn't that lovely?
Was that this week?
Apparently it was, yes.
Oh, I missed that. And this too busy lobbing pancakes at people off the balcony.
And tossing at cyclists, yeah. John Paul, his name is, one of Ireland's leading florists. And what he did, John, he made lots of little bouquets and he left them around the city for people to just find. And initially, I thought, that's quite sweet. And then I thought, if I walked into a city and I just saw random bouquets scattered everywhere, I'd think, oh my God, what happened?
Yes, there is a bit of that.
It's been some terrible disaster.
Yeah, but that's a nice thing, I guess, using your skill
and
benefiting people.
I mean, some people like having flowers, not me. We've discussed that.
No,
but some people like
they're
it.
They're admin. Okay. John Paul.
John Paul.
That's a name,
isn't
it?
That's a very Catholic name, isn't it?
Yeah, that is very. Well, all right. Congratulations to him. I put it out to you now as well. So if you've done something nice this week, there's small, just the little things it would have been easier not to do. Mm. Anything you've done that means we, as a community, are putting good in the world to allow me
basically, it's your job to balance out John's karma.
You've
is
got
that what
to,
we're
yeah,
saying?
And you've had a real week of it this week because, they're tutting this week. If you could buy those pants, but like a face mask version that counted tuts.
Oh.
World records this week. Absolute horror. Okie dokie, welcome back. It's the time of the week where I take credit for the good things that you have done because I am not that.
You're like a sponge soaking up other people's good karma so you don't have to have any of your own.
Walk around looking all smug because of something someone else has done. Mm. This week, we've heard from Paul.
Hi, John. I know you're on the lookout for good deeds to make you feel better about being so cynical. And this week, I think me and Nikki, my wife, can help. Basically, we got married in St. Lucia recently. Don't worry, that's not the good deed. And usually weddings abroad can be a right pain for family and friends, with it costing a lot of money and time off work and that sort of thing. So we made the decision to tell our closest friends and family not to worry, to generally not come with us, and that we'd have a big wedding reception when we got back. And that's exactly what we did last Saturday. It was brilliant, cost-effective and lovely evening that left everyone happy and without a holiday to pay off for the next 6 months. Hope that offsets how much of a goblin you really are.
Lovely.
Nice
finish.
Sign off there.
Now, listen, I am not supposed to be negative here, am I?
It's hard though, isn't it, with this one? It's quite tricky because I do feel just a little bit.
You can be negative,
Angela. Can I? Brilliant. Here I go.
And I'll be the good guy.
I feel like Paul just took an opportunity to tell the world he's been to St. Lucia. That's what that felt like,
yeah,
right?
And he's married.
And he's married,
congratulations.
Yeah. Secondly, did you ask if they wanted to come or not? Or did you just go, you can't come? Because maybe they would have liked to have gone to St. Lucia.
We made the decision, he said, to tell our closest family and friends to not come with us.
Not come. I mean, I'd be quite, oh, you don't want me at your special day.
I think that's it. I think you should do that just on holiday. Never mind, just weddings. Just to let you know, we're off to Euro Disney next week. Don't come. Yeah. It'd be better if you weren't there.
And of course, he also said me and my wife, Nikki, when he meant my wife, Nikki, and I.
Ah, okay. A grammatical one.
So there's a grammatical one. But apart from that, well done. Great.
I think it's great. And I...
oh, he's finding this really hard,
This is my
Paul.
Time to be nice and positive. Thank you for getting in touch, Paul. And I wish you and Nikki all the best for a long and happy marriage.
Oh, he can't keep a straight face.
I'm doing it. It's coming out, though, isn't it? If you read this written down, it would look like I was a good person,
but the sincerity in your voice, John.
I hope you had a wonderful time in St. Lucia. And I'm glad that your wedding reception left everybody happy.
That little vein in your forehead's pulsating. Does it always do that?
It wants to speak. I better play a record before he shouts. Do you want to hear about some manky old clothes
Always.
That people have got? do you want to tell people why we're talking about this?
We're talking about manky clothes because of the T-shirt you're wearing. I noticed you put your jumper back on over it.
Yeah, well, I needed a wee-wee and I didn't want anyone not in the studio to see me.
You're really ashamed of the T-shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, I am.
Which does beg the question, why did you wear it out of the house?
It feels nice. It's soft. It feels nice against my skin.
Okay.
Got a bit of Hannibal Lecter there, haven't I? It feels nice against my skin. The old clothes are the best.
Yeah.
It's just been absolutely, you know.
I do have a dress that I had, I think I was about 17 when I bought it. I bought it from Tammy Girl, so that ages it.
Wow.
That doesn't exist anymore.
What a reference. And, look at that. Raised eyebrows.
No idea
of the young.
From Will. Never heard of Tammy Girl.
No.
And Etam. No, then it had Tammy Girl was at the back for the teenage girl. No, anyway. So it was a dress that I used to wear when I was 17 and I've still got it, but I wear it as a top now because I'm significantly bigger.
I don't think it's any better that I wear this T-shirt. If I showed you where this comes down to...
to your knees.
Touch of a nighty vibe about it.
Did you just get dressed in a hurry this morning? Is that what happened? Were
in
you wearing
dark,
your nighty?
Yeah, in the dark. Woken up by a cockerel again. Because the Asbro hasn't taken effect yet. Now, some of these are like, so that someone says Dundee United or Netherlands, still haven't worked out, replica football shirt for the 1970s. It was a hand-me-down at the time. I think a mate wore it to a rave in the 90s. It's got a burned iron mark on it there for years. I haven't got the heart to throw it out. So I think vintage football shirts are cool, though.
Yeah, and they're worth money, right?
Because they'll have like a, you know, like they might have been sponsored by Tammy Girl that year, and that then becomes a piece of historically significant, you know, clothing.
Clothing, yeah.
That's the word, isn't it?
It's the word you want, yeah.
I went to reach for a different word for it. Just use the one that everyone's thinking of.
Yeah, I can't think of another word
for
clothing.
Why show off?
How about this then? Gemma from Manchester. So when she first moved in with her partner, he had a T-shirt full of holes that he'd had for over 10 years. Unfortunately, he got eaten by the washing machine. Sad times, as did his pillow of approximately 20 years. We've already mentioned that one, haven't
we? I wondered when that was going to kick in.
It's when I got to the pillow, I was like, hang on a minute, this rings
a
bell.
Yeah, you kept going. I thought, in a minute, she's going to realise. But what you've done there, better than any text you've revealed. You just don't listen when I'm talking. That's what that was. That was
it's
your brain going.
You're so often talking about football, I just tune out.
It was the pillow that gave it away, wasn't it? Because we had the conversation.
I remember that chat we had about a pillow just now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was on air, was it?
That was, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all on air. I don't talk to you off air, as
oh,
you
yeah,
know.
No, that's put right, the you shut down. Me in that cupboard, don't
absolute
you?
Absolute silence. I put my bike helmet on and I don't talk to anyone. This one, I think my shirt will take some beating, dated 1982 on holiday. But that's the year I was born. That's 27 wow. years ago, man.
Oh, mate.
On holiday in Mallorca, on entry to Alexander's nightclub, part of the admission fee was that you were given a T-shirt. And as the trend was in 1982, there was someone on reception who cut the sleeves off so you could emphasise the muscles. The T-shirt wow. does still fit, but the person inside it is not as fit. Cry laughing emoji.
Oh. Do you cut the sleeves off your T-shirt to show off your guns?
I just fold it up.
You just roll it, like, yeah, yeah.
And then just, like, reaching for stuff, just all pointing and that. Problem is, when you have to tense, you can't talk properly. That's cool, though. You can't, yeah. You've got to keep a nightclub entry T-shirt from Mallorca in 1982. I think that's properly cool. I want it. This is awful. I'm going to I did this years ago. I made a documentary about people's compulsions. And I just ended up doing all the things people were telling me about. Oh, I do this thing when I'm walking. I was like, oh, I do that now. Thanks. Great. Cheers. Yeah.
You so just now absorb just, other people's.
I've turned
ways
our radio show into a charity shop. That's yeah, what you said. You have. I'm just going to end up buying people's stuff. Anyway, name your price. Mallorca 1982 T-shirt. I'll give you a tenner for it and I'll pick it up.
Let's wrap this thing up.
We've reached the last few mouthfuls of your tea phase of the show. Come on now. If you want what comes next, if you want Sarah Champion, you've got to get through the last bit of us.
Yeah. Sorry, that's just the price you have to pay.
Yeah. We need to name the podcast for those who couldn't be here for the full 3 hours, or those unique people like Miles who listen again. Listen to yeah. it and then listen
and
to
then
it again.
And again and again.
If I did that, it would be purely out of spite. I'd get to the end of the podcast and think, I'm going to go back and I'm going to write down everything that's annoyed me that he's said this week. And I'm going to write down every grammatical mistake he's made and I'm going to keep a diary and then I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah, you would do that.
I would absolutely
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
So we put the podcast out. It mm-hmm. has a... We give it a title and then Will calls it something else. That's
yeah, that's
the vibe,
what
isn't
happens.
It?
Yes.
It's for optimization.
It's for optimization.
For optimization. So this whole link, this whole process is a complete waste of time.
It goes in the description.
Does that mean our podcast is optimized then? Does that mean we're reaching our potential?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Good.
Then. So what does that mean? What does optimization mean, Will?
More people will see it.
Okay. If right. you ignore the title that we give it.
So we give it like if I give it like a better title.
A better... Well, why don't you just name it then?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go on then. Go on, Will.
It's just if you list three things that happened in the show, that's better.
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it?
Right.
He's got genuinely spicy there, hasn't he? I think you're worried that we're genuinely upset with you.
You
and that's I am.
Good. What do you think we should call this week's podcast then?
Well, I've got two choices.
Yeah.
Either... Cockerel wearing goggles. You've got to say that. A cockerel wearing goggles.
Yeah.
Or we simply call it, this one's for Miles.
Oh, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? That would
yeah.
that would be the nice thing to do.
Which is why you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah. Well, the other option I had, because we've talked about grammatical errors and things like that and your news story, I was going to go smarty pants and farty pants.
Oh, nice.
But I feel like we've got to call it.
I will actually call it that as well.
What, smarty pants and farty pants?
No, the Miles one.
This one's for Miles.
This one's for Miles.
So the podcast of today's show, This One's for Miles, is available. All that remains for us to do this week is the lovely way we end the show. Which is a nice live on-air appraisal of everybody's performance.
I'm not looking forward to this one.
You can join in if you like, 8-12-15 or 3-0-1-2-3-12-15 if you want to give us any live feedback. I'd love to read it. And if you send it in on email, john@absoluteradio.co.uk, we'll all get to it on Thursday.
You watching the footy this afternoon?
Where's that come
I
from, Angela?
I just try and join in. That's all you talk about.
I felt like I was in an episode of Men Behaving Badly, man. Yeah, and John kind of watched the footy, yeah. I'm going to have a lager and watch the footy. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you doing? You're watching the footy.
I just want to be one of the boys.
Yeah, just making a note on your appraisal. Let's tie up some loose ends, shall we? Right at the beginning of the show, I went off on one and said, I reckon I could be good at curling based on absolutely nothing. And I said, is there anything you think you'd be good at? And then we just didn't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Just
I said watercolours, you said curling.
Somebody says climbing. I take my son to a climbing centre and look around at the highly skilled mountaineers and just think, yeah, I could probably do that. I'm 5'10" with a waist as big as my legs are long, and I haven't climbed anything other than a stepladder for 30 years, but I still think I could get up everything in there.
There is something, I think, where you think, oh, yeah, I'm Spider-Man, you know, I could.
Yeah.
But actually then I realise I can't even jump without it hurting. Like,
let's do it. Can we do an air show live from a climbing wall?
Yeah.
I'd had a real energy
to it. I broke my ankle on a climbing wall.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Did you break your ankle off a climbing wall?
I sort of missed the step.
Doesn't feel like it was the wall's fault. Did you fall?
Yeah, I fell. It had the thing to catch me, but I'd already twisted. I sort of left my foot behind. You know the belay, the thing you lean, the rope, basically, that catches you. And so when you lay back into that, you're supposed to take your feet off the wall so you go down, but I just didn't. And so my ankle went like that as I left my foot on the thing.
I'm sorry, Angela.
What for?
I don't know, I was just trying to be nice. It turned into quite a tragic story, and I thought, I can't.
And nobody
I can't
believed me, because Matt was with me, my husband was with me, because he likes climbing. And he said, I don't know. Oh, Will's laughing because I did a climbing.
You acted out climbing in case anyone didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, well, I forgot. It was an audio medium. But he was with me and he didn't believe that I'd broken it or that it was that bad. He was like, oh, come on, you just twisted your ankle. Come on, get back on there.
Oh.
And made me carry on. Yeah.
I like it more and more. I say it every week.
Oh, get a room, you and Matt, honestly.
Martin from Scunthorpe, who had the nightclub Mallorca T-shirt, and it says on it, España 82.
Oh, yes.
And Suella from Kettering. This is, I have a pale yellow Nike V-neck jumper my dad brought me back from holiday when I was 14. Wow. I'm now 57, it doesn't fit, and I don't suit yellow, but I can't bring myself to throw it away.
Oh, but that's a nostalgic thing. I've got a skirt my dad bought me when we were in Camden Market, and I saw this, it was a skirt with lots of cherries on it, and I really wanted it. My dad bought it for me, and I haven't fit into it for 20 years, but I've still got it.
Could you repurpose it? Perhaps make it into a cushion cover?
Do you know, I could do that. I think I will, and then I'll bring it in.
I don't know who I am anymore.
I love it when you give me a craft project.
I just don't know who I am. So do you want to talk about your performances today?
Not really, no. Not after that link.
No? No. Is there anything you'd like to say to me before we end today's show?
I'm sorry, please can I come back another time?
I think you've been really... Are you really lent into calling me a goblin? I did say that.
I did. It's fun, isn't it? Because you are a spiteful little goblin man and it just rolls off the...
You said it like 4 or 5 times. And you sort of get closer and closer to me.
Well, you have got a feature about it, so I do technically have to mention it.
Yeah, but you don't have to say it so many times,
I'm contractually obliged to call you a spiteful little goblin man.
That's too many now. I liked your news story about farting.
It's about farting.
Yeah, and I liked the fact that you identified that. I would like that because I'm juvenile.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm going to remember most of your work today?
Are you going to remember the bit where I read out a text that we'd already done?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I thought it might be that bit.
Definite highlight, because it's not like I read it a while ago. I'd read it in the previous link.
You had,
and then we had a conversation about the text, and you still read the whole thing.
I did read the whole thing.
Not the first bit when you go, I've done this one. The whole thing, Angela.
I got halfway through and realised when it hit the word pillow. I was like, oh, that's funny, because we were talking about pillows just now. Oh, yeah, because I'd already read this text.
I can hear this text in a whiny voice. Oh, you've done it. But, you know, all in all, wonderful stuff, and it's been a pleasure spending time with you.
Thanks, mate. That was too sincere. We're...
I know. I'm really enjoying how uncomfortable you are when I say nice things.
Yeah.
I think this is something I could exploit more.
Definitely.
I'm going to start being nice.
No, don't, John. I can't take it.
I like your hair.
Stop it.
That one was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How do you feel that this week, Will, about your performance?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
Solid.
Solid, yeah.
Haven't put a foot wrong.
Well,
not like last week. You had a shocker last week, didn't you, Will?
I would like to discuss the look you gave me just before we went on air about an hour and a half ago, where you just looked as if you despaired of me and everything I'd ever brought into the world, which luckily, it was like looking in a mirror. It was like seeing myself. I really enjoyed it. But again, you know, I think you've had a wonderful show. And again,
we'll
Will. I'd like to thank you for all your work, you know.
Will. Don't fall for this, Will.
I don't like it.
Don't fall for it.
Nobody likes it. It's unpleasant.
Something's going on.
Do you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to thank everybody listening, because, you know, who are we here for if not the listener?
Don't fall for it, listeners.
I just wish
he's after something from all of us. I don't know what it is or what he's done, what he's preparing us for. Something's going to come out in the news.
Just stay
safe. Something.
Just stay safe. Look after each other, yeah? Just if we were all nice to each other, then what a world that would be. And I like to think that you're the very best of people, because you've made the choice this morning to listen to The John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio.
John Richardson.
And The John Richardson Show.
So there we go. That was this week's podcast. Thank you for downloading. Join us next week, Saturday morning, 8 a.m, Absolute Radio.
I feel like I did a lot of zoning out today, John.
Yeah, you did.
Did you notice?
If I didn't know better, I'd say you'd listen to like a mindfulness podcast this week about like having mini tactical naps.
That happened. I read out an email, a WhatsApp twice.
Yeah.
I asked you if you were watching the footy this afternoon.
That was brilliant. That was a really weird moment. The problem is you arrived, and we never actually got to the bottom of how you ended the show. So you arrived and you said, I'm in a really good mood today. I'm a 9 out of 10. And what would you say you are now?
I think about 6.
Yeah, I think that's it. I've dragged you down. I've taken those 3 off you.
Yeah, those moments I was just disappearing into my own.
Yeah, was that you trying to get back to a 9?
Exactly, I think that's what it was. Let me just try and visualise a 9. Yeah.
Where's my happy place? Just not here, listening to that. What you were a 7 at the beginning, Will.
What do you reckon after this?
Oh, look at the attitude on him. Look at that.
He's got a nerve after this show.
I'd like to think you're an 8 now, Will.
Yeah, you can take whatever you want.
Oh, it's wonderful stuff.
We're such a happy team. I love it.
Aren't we? We're going to go outside now and absolutely knock the hell out of each other. I just want you to know, they say never go to bed on an argument, and equally at the end of every John Richardson show, there's a big wrestling ring downstairs and we just go and absolutely leather
each
other.
I wish you didn't insist on the mud.
Bye.